This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 88 for Tuesday, October 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Today's futures canola market is stronger Tuesday, recovering off nearby lows as activity resumed after yesterday's closure for the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Canola prices up $8 to $14, November up $9.90 at $716.90 per ton. While the Chicago soy complex posted small losses today, soy oil futures were up sharply yesterday when the canola market was closed. European rapeseed futures were also stronger Monday before turning lower today. France's Strategy Grains pegged the European rapeseed crop at 19.5 million tons. That would be up by 600,000 from an earlier estimate. Chart-based positioning contributed to today's gains in canola, with the November contract back above the psychological $710 level. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were lower while wheat moved higher. Soybeans thought to be due for a correction after yesterday's advances. The November contract down 4 cents at $12.72 per bushel. The USDA did announce private export sales this morning of 265,000 tons of soybeans to China. The U.S. soybean harvest is 23% complete as of this past Sunday, 1 point ahead of average but slightly behind pre-report expectations. Corn futures also retreated from yesterday's gains as seasonal harvest pressure picks up. The December contract down a penny at 487.5. The U.S. corn harvest was also 23% complete as of this past Sunday, slightly behind expectations but ahead of the 21% average for this time of year. Meanwhile, about a third of Brazil's next corn crop is thought to be in the ground. The U.S. used 442.6 million bushels of corn for ethanol production in August, taking the total for the marketing year to 5.177 billion bushels. That's 18 million bushels off the USDA's current projection. Wheat, it saw follow-through buying interest after yesterday's gains as the futures continued to correct off multi-year lows. Minneapolis spring wheat up 6 cents in December at $7.25 per bushel. Kansas City also 6 cents higher at $6.83 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat up 3 cents in the December contract at $5.68 per bushel. The USDA announced flash sales of 220,000 tons of soft red winter wheat to China this morning. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 40% planted as of this past Sunday, about 3 points off the average for this time of year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 3rd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.